Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
I'm with my very special friend, someone I respect, I admire. I'm an Uber fan of Shark Tank. It's Damon John, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, as always. Well, this is my favorite show to come on, so I love it.
Oh, that means so much to me. And this is actually a very special show because this is about something that you do in your life, and we're here to honor that today. Will you tell us about Black Entrepreneur Day?
Yeah, so it is called Black Entrepreneur Day. This is my fourth year. I started this in 2020 as a way to celebrate. Thank you. Celebrate giving back and supporting the Black community and Black businesses. And now we've given up to around 700,000 to date, and we're giving more. So JP Morgan and Chase is with me. You're supporting me right here. The audience is supporting me. And that's it. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you were trying to start your first business, getting a bank loan didn't come easy.
It didn't come. I got to turn down my 28 banks, Yeah.
And then your mom did something to help you raise the money?
My mother took out a mortgage on her home, right? And she got a $100,000 equity mortgage. Now, the house is worth $75,000. Till today, I haven't asked her what she did for the rest of the money. Shout out to moms.
Shout out to moms. 100%. They get it done.
And the most critical thing to learn from that is I almost blew the $100,000 not knowing how business works, and I was about to risk every single thing my mother ever had worked for. We were about to be homeless. And that's why we do things like Black Entrepreneur Day, to show you if you have money or what you should do, because having money is not a challenge normally. It's how to use it. It's a tool. And that's what I really want people to understand.
And is that the money that you started FUBU with?
I started FUBU with $40.
I mean, that's a huge juggernaut.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. You know, iconic brand. This is so inspiring because it's hopeful.
It is.
And we're going to get takeaways today. And to kick it off, we're about to meet this, like, absolute cutie pie. I can't even stand it. He's 13 years old. He's an entrepreneur who turned his mom's love of candles. Apparently, I let him tell it, but he's actually a huge fan of you. And we want to surprise him because he has no idea you're here right now.
All right.
So let's do this. Cool. Please welcome Alejandro Buxton.
What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, I came to hang out. I heard you were gonna be here.
Come on, you have a younger version. Let's turn around. You look just like a little younger version of me.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so. Can you tell everyone why you started Smell of Love Candles?
Yeah.
So I started Smell of Candles when my mom really loved candles. Like, trust me, she loved her candles. But our candles, you know, that she burned would give me her headaches. You know, I have asthma, so it would get triggered. So she was really disappointed that her candles were doing this, so she threw them all away. So she was really sad. So, you know, I wanted to, you know, I don't like seeing my mom disappointed, so I wanted to create a candle for her. So it just really inspired me to create this business.
Can I ask you, like, why do you think you're so motivated?
I'm just motivated by the love that she gives me, and she motivates me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That'll do it.
I can't wait to show my kids this episode. It's just so inspiring. On behalf of all moms, thank you for being you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, and I didn't know you were going to be here.
I was inspired by my mother as well. You know, when my father left and life had happened, I watched my mother work three jobs to put the same amount of food on the table she worked once. So I started my first business because I didn't want to see my mother work that hard.
Your mom, Patricia's right here. Hi. With all due respect, I need to ask you a mom advice question. How are you raising such an incredible son?
I don't have words, you know. Nobody sets out to become a single parent. And I think, you know, our family is very small. So he set out to build this extended family for us. And pretty much everybody who encourages him, I mean, it just motivates him and it fuels that fire. So
just from mom to mom, wow. Like,
thank you.
Seriously. All right, let's sit down, everybody. All right, here, take a seat. You come sit in the middle.
Yeah, all right.
Can I ask you, obviously, you have the man right here. Would you like to ask any questions?
I would ask for advice. So how do we get to the other point where we're in stores and we have warehouse space? Where do we find that bridge?
Well, so how many candles have you sold?
Yeah, so by the end of 2022, we sold more than 16,000 candles.
16,000
candles? And how did you sell them? Not in stores, online.
Yes, we do online and we do like markets all over the DMV. Yeah.
So I would suggest not going into stores. You see, if you make it for $5, you sell it to the store at $10 and they sell it for $20. But if you're selling direct, you make it for $5, you sell it directly for $20. If the store sells it, you don't know who bought it. Right? But if you sell it direct, you know who bought it, right? So there's only three ways to deal with a customer. You find a new one, you upsell a current one, or you make one buy more frequently, right? Okay. You want to supersize everybody's fries, right? And the way to do that is having this communication of growing a community like you're doing already. I would say stay away from stores at the moment.
Okay.
And keep shipping directly. And that's the best way to succeed.
And this is such a new world because we never had direct to consumer. We never had internet marketing. We never had social media. And actually, there's someone in social media that I am obsessed with. And his name is Sir Candleman. He's been in the fragrance industry. He has over 300,000 social media followers. Wow. And he is going to take you on to have a meeting and see what he can do with you.
That's amazing.
So it's not only that, Trinet is a company that's also providing HR solutions for small businesses. And we all need those. And today, they want to give you a check for $10,000.
Thank you. I don't have words.
Okay, well, thank you, Alejandro. Okay, we also have another entrepreneur who's backstage, and we have a surprise for them after the break, so stick around. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before,
where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Of the show celebrating Black Entrepreneurs Day.
All right, well, our next guest turned what could have been a scary health diagnosis into a brand new business opportunity. I love that.
Gosh, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, please welcome Deborah Williams. My instinct for
Yes.
Oh, Deborah, you
Thank
look
you.
So cool and chic.
That's right.
Good.
Deborah, will you explain to everybody, like, how your business came about?
Well, I'm 68.
What?
Are you? 60,
yes, I am.
Wow.
68 years old.
That's so beautiful.
And at 46, I wasn't feeling myself. And I went to a wellness visit, just went to the doctor, and she wanted to put me on high blood pressure medication. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, you can't, you gotta find something else for me to do. And she said, well, you can exercise. So long story short, I went to gyms. And let me tell you, I lost the weight. I was 190 pounds.
What?
190 pounds?
I was 190 pounds.
Wow.
Down to 150. So it wasn't until I lost the weight that I really felt myself. I felt like I could do this. And that's when I started my own business in 2017. Because, like, I went to the gym and nobody looked like me. So I wanted to start my own business based on the things that helped me.
What is the name of your gym?
Fitness Studios.
Smart Fitness.
I started this and... I took a second mortgage out on my home because I had no money. And I used all my credit cards because no banks would see me.
I'm turning it over to you. You're the one who needs to give advice here or thoughts.
Well, so how's the business going? It's going well, right?
No.
I hope. No, it's not.
No.
What's the challenge
you
have now?
Well, the challenge was, like they say, the first 5 years, you know, before you actually make a profit.
Okay.
So I was moving along. Three years into it, and the pandemic hit.
Okay, understood.
And then we got started back again after 6 months, and people had to wear masks. Who wants to work out in a mask?
How many members do you have?
We have about 300 members.
You know, a lot of people think too literally. You, I understand you're selling a gym, you want to sell membership, but
right.
what you're selling is a lifestyle, right? Because
yeah.
you felt that nobody looked like you. And
yeah.
during the pandemic, the gyms that I saw start to flourish is they would say, okay, well, listen, clothing company that sells active wear, you can't move those goods, everybody's clothes. I can let you market to my members. You'll give them 15% off and you'll give me 10%. And then they replicated that with fresh juice companies and meals at home. And now the gyms that I know that did that,
yeah.
they triple their membership.
Wow.
Right? Because now you have more reason, make it more stickier from being there to be there. And people who like to talk about what they're experiencing,
right.
and we love as pack animals, we love to do things in groups.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
I
smart.
Never thought of that.
And you're so right about the word of mouth, which is why I reached out to our affiliate, CBS Philadelphia. Hi, guys. And they are going to show a clip of this show and interview
Ooh.
On their local news to get the word out about your business.
Oh, I love it.
So, advertising, advertising, advertising. And we will put you on all our show socials.
Yeah.
And we want to also donate $10,000 from our friends at TriNet to help your business. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is this real?
So.
I'm going to cry. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, oh, you deserve it
you,
so
thank
much.
You, thank you, thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, I like almost you. Fell over.
Oh, wonderful. Ah, I can't believe it.
Thank Deborah you. Williams, thank after the so break, much. David and I are going to hit the headlines. Yes. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution, personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We're continuing the show with businessman and shark tanker and our dear friend Damon John, everybody.
Yes.
A man who does not follow trends but creates them. And of course, my bestie, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Oh, hi, everybody. Damon's here.
I know. Nice. Well, actually, let's hit the headlines. Damon, you're first up.
All right, Black Enterprise reports Beyonce makes her mark on small black-owned businesses during Renaissance World Tour. During her tour, she had luncheons in 10 different cities where she donated a total of $1 million to black-owned small businesses.
Wow.
Absolutely. 1,000 small businesses were provided with grant opportunities and business sustainability, support, and services. So, absolutely amazing.
I mean, what doesn't she do?
I love it when people like her have a platform like that, an opportunity, that they use it for such good.
She takes the time to give back to her community. And I think that is what really defines an artist and somebody who used their public stage to use it for the greater good.
Yeah, that is agreed. So well said.
Yeah, what he said. What Damon said.
All right, next. Yahoo Finance reports that there's a new dating trend that sees men asking for refunds when they don't see a return on their investment. Now, this story I enjoy because it's so terrible, but it has a kind of a great ending. Okay, so this woman named Samantha Costanza, she talks about she recently went on a first date with a man she met on an app. So he paid for drinks, and a few days later, he messaged her that he'd like to see her again. But she did not feel the same, so clearly his ego got in the way. And he asked her if she could Venmo him money for the drinks that he bought her. Luckily, she ignored the request and blocked him, and she said, "My time and energy is not refundable."
Oh, please.
How dare he?
Right?
What? What?
I know. I mean, can she invoice him for the dry cleaning for the blouse she wore to the date? Can we start? If you're going to start it, honey, we'll finish it. Okay?
Mm.
What do you
Rossi
think about this trend?
If he offered to pay for the drinks, then he offered to pay for the drinks. Mm. If he's going to go around doing that, well, then I think you should say in advance, who's paying? And here's what I expect for if I'm paying. And then he probably won't get as many dates anyway.
There you go.
Right? So if it's clear on what it was, but other than that, if they're not saying we're going Dutch or whatever the case is, well, then he's wrong.
That's all me and my friends said growing up. You know, in the 80s and 90s, we were all out there living our lives, you know, doing our own thing, and you pulled your resources.
Believe it or not, when I go out with the Sharks, we go Dutch.
No.
Really?
We do. You know why? Because we're all so busy, used to being bosses, and we all throw our card out on the table, so we don't fight. Everybody put the card on the table.
I love this detail.
Yeah, good to know. The Sharks are splitting the check. Thank you for that insight.
Yeah, that's a hot story. Thank you.
All right, next up, the Wall Street Journal reports bosses say the word feedback is too scary for some workers, so they use this word instead, feed forward. Okay. They say it's gentler and more constructive than when you sit down and give someone feedback. It often leaves workers feeling a little defeated and weighed down, where feed forward encourages improvement and development. If you're sitting down, you run a big company, lots of them, right? Yeah. You sit down with someone to give them some feedback and they say, wait, could you use the word feed forward instead? How would that go down with you?
It would register in my mind that this person doesn't want real criticism, because I happen to run a business where I try to think about the human on the other side of it. But if somebody's so sensitive over any of those type of things, it registers. If they keep becoming sensitive about things that can make us both better, then I have to think about it and consider it, that when there's time and we don't hit the numbers, why I'm letting somebody go, because I can't have an honest conversation with the person on the situation. So
I don't see feed forward working.
Neither do I.
Feedback is too steeped in history. We all know what it is. If someone said, I'm going to give you some feed forward, I'd be like, what is that?
Brian,
what are we even talking about? I get it, but I think we can live with feedback. That's my personal opinion.
I agree with you 100%.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with Damon John, where he will share his favorite small business of the moment.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Businesses on this show, and we've been doing it since day one. Damon, you're the guy who always knows about the next big thing. What small business are you loving at the moment?
This young woman who came on to Black Entrepreneurs Day season one, we gave her grant for $25,000, and she has a company called Harlem Chocolate Factory. Her name is Jessica, and she's actually opening in JFK Airport.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and thank you.
That's phenomenal.
Absolutely. Hopefully she's going to be the Willy Wonka of the entire country when it comes to Harlem chocolate, and she's a fine chocolatier and an amazing person.
That's a great success story.
Damon, what is something that, like, all of us can do to help support Black entrepreneurs, small businesses?
Now, of course, you could tune into my Black Entrepreneurs Day on the 1st and show the support, or to support any business, if you may not have the money at the time, just tweet or whatever it's called today, or any social media platform, about what you love about that place.
Okay.
Because if a business has 100 people going through it and 100 people are talking to 100 people about it, that's what you can do. Just use your platform to talk about. If you have a complaint, pull them to the side and tell them what you think, because then they can improve the business.
Give them a little feedback.
Give them a little feedback.
A little feedback, exactly.
Thank you, Damon John. We make this show for you.
Thank you.
So just take it with you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.